we have to accept that we have had our lunch handed to us by the very same social media that we have so slavishly been devoted to. The winning candidate did a very savvy end run around us and used it to go straight to the people. Combined with the most incredible development ever, which is the tsunami of fake news, aka lies. Somehow, people could not, would not recognize, fact check, or disregard these lies. One of the main writers of these false news sites, these articles, these lies, says that people are getting dumber. They're just passing fake reports around without fact checking. And we now need to ask whether technology has finally outpaced our human ability to keep up. Facebook needs to step up. Advertisers need not to advertise on these obviously fake news sites, some of which they know are, but just they get lots of clicks, so they get lots of money. Wael Ghanim, who was one of the fathers of the Arab Spring so-called social media revolution, now says, quote, "The same medium that so effectively transmits a howling message of change also appears to undermine the actual ability to make that change. Social media amplifies the human tendency to bind with one's own kind. It tends to reduce complex social challenges to mobilizing slogans that reverberate in echo chambers of the like-minded rather than engage in persuasion, in dialogue, and to reach for consensus. Hate speech and untruths appear alongside good intentions and truths." So I feel that right now we face an existential crisis, a real threat to the very relevance and usefulness of our profession. Now, more than ever, I genuinely believe that we need to recommit to real reporting across a real nation and a real world in which journalism and democracy are in mortal peril, including by foreign powers like Russia, who pay to churn out and to place these false news articles, these lies in many of our press. They hack into democratic systems, not just here as they're accused of, but also now allegedly in crucial democratic experiences that are going on in Germany and France and elsewhere in Europe.